from an offensive standpoint, what do you want to see?
Positive plays. Eliminate all those negative plays that we've been having out here against, you know, when our twos are going against our ones. That's going to be tough. I mean, we really got to figure out a way to stay ahead of the chains and convert on third down. So Brock's going to have to be smart and really move the ball well against the ones. And then Peyton and that first group, we're really looking to see if we can get some explosive plays and get our running game going.
Have you been pleased with the progression you've been seeing out here?
Yeah, every once in a while we have one of those days where kind of take a slight step back, but then the next day we'll come back out and really accelerate. And that's what we're looking to do, is just as long as we keep moving forward every day a little bit, that's the goal.
Your thoughts on the running backs? I know Monte's number one, but have you noticed a real sense of competition out there fighting for that 2-3 spot?
I think the addition of all those young guys has really helped that competition go along. I know Ronnie and CJ have been here for a little bit, and those young guys really are pushing them, and we'll see how it goes. Once we get in the preseason game, I think guys will separate themselves and we'll find out who's really going to rise to the top.
Adam, I know you've seen Cody and Emmanuel out there every day with the people. They're out there every day, like after practice, just working.
Yeah, I'm sure they're enjoying it. There's a lot of things to cover, and we can't do everything in the meeting room. And it's good for them to spend some time with him just to kind of get used to his mannerisms, how he operates at the line of scrimmage. But I don't think anything's really going to for them to realize what it really is like until we get into those preseason games and they can understand the tempo, the way that we play, and how our no-huddle offense really works.
Adam, with all due respect to Decker and O'Shawn Moreno, the addition of Emmanuel Sanders, Cody Latimer, Monte Ball allows you to do some different things you didn't do last year. Does that give you a renewed enthusiasm?
Those two guys did a great job for what we were doing last year, and this year's it's a completely different year, and we'll use Emmanuel to the best of his best skill set, you know, whatever he brings to the table. And the same thing with Monte. We're going to do probably some different things with him than we did with No'Shawn. But we're going to use those guys, you know, to what they do best. And we're not going to try to do something with them that they're not good at.
So does it get your juices flowing, knowing you can start experimenting a little bit with new guys?
Yeah, we haven't quite got to that stage yet as far as getting real creative, but we're pretty close. And once we get to that, then, you know, we'll see how it turns out.
The NFL officials in here this week talking about the illegal contact after 5 yards. Is that going to be an advantage for your offense this year?
I guess I never really pay attention to what's going on with the officials. I know this. Our job is to get open at the receiver spot. So whether they're grabbing, holding, doesn't matter. I mean, that's part of the game, and you just got to find a way to get open.
You've never had a problem with a penalty then?
I don't even remember. I got too much going on. I've been worrying about penalties.
Adam, when are we going to see Virgil Green back at the running back position? Is that going to happen again?
We've worked it. We were always working on that, and we'll see if it shows up again. But like I said, I think a while ago, and everybody was saying I anointed Monte the starter. I mean, Virgil could start a game. You never know. So, but he has a unique skill set, and I like the fact that he's a big man that will go downhill, and if they want to get in his way, good luck to him.
How has Bibbs looked the first 2 weeks in camp here?
He's done a good job. He's trying to pick up the system. All those young guys, that's the toughest part. It's a lot of things happening fast, and we'll just see how these preseason games play out.
Is there one thing that stands out so far?
I like the way he runs the ball. He does a great job as far as getting downhill and getting his pad square, and he'll, I think when we get into the preseason game and it's real contact, I think he's going to fall forward quite a bit.
Do you have most everything in yet?
Yeah, we're to the point right now where we're putting a little bit in at a time and kind of seeing what the defense is doing, and then we're going to adjust some of the things we're doing. It's getting pretty competitive out there, so we're going to make sure we give our guys as much of an advantage as we can.